Welcome to The Scene. You are listening to Illinois Edition. I'm Rachel Otwell with our weekly arts and culture segment, joined by my co-host,
Scott Fingold from the Illinois Times. In your ears, we're here telling you, as you might have guessed from what Rachel just described, some of the happenings occurring around the Central Illinois area this particular week and beyond.
And so on Saturday, Scott, there's an event that will combine Kickin' Cancer and hip-hop.
That's right. It's called Kickin' Cancer with the Coalition. The event is described as a unique and exciting one aimed at raising funds to help prevent, treat, cure, and support the survivors of cancer. It's a day that they say is going to be filled with activities the entire family will love, including face painting, bounce houses, food vendors, a horseshoe tournament, celebrity kickball game. I don't know which celebrities are signed up for that, but maybe you can find out. And a concert featuring some of the hottest talents in the music industry. So 100% of the proceeds are going to benefit the American Cancer Society. So, if you want to get some family-oriented fun and hip-hop music together, for a good cause, Kickin' Cancer with the Coalition sounds like a good bet. It's from 11 a.m. all the way till 8 p.m. in Isles Park in Springfield.
Another event, if you live in Springfield and you go down Jefferson, where it's a one-way and just take it all the way out, you'll eventually come to Clayville, where there will be a music festival on Saturday, starting in the morning at 10 a.m. going to 11 p.m. Looks like there will be some standards as far as Central Illinois music scene, including Ben Bedford, who will be playing at 2 p.m. We have had him featured on the scene. He actually played some music for us. So here is a song off his latest album, which is called The Pilot and the Flying Machine.
Darling, the future's all that lives. The future's all that lives. Down where tears are bound to fall, we'll be flying o'er it all. Ooh. Darling.
Any other music you're aware of that's happening at the Clayville Music Festival?
Well, at noon, Tom Irwin and his partner and bride, Teresa O'Hare, will be playing. And there's several other artists playing. One that kind of sticks out at 9 p.m. when things are going to get a little more down and dirty out there at Clayville, you get the Texas Trucker Speed Fiends. So that's probably a little more revved up music out there, if you're familiar with those guys. So a wide variety of stuff going on over at Clayville. Some folky, some a little less folky.
And it's, of course, a historic site. And then also featured will be some art as well as cars. And then a couple shows happening this weekend, which I got some sound to go with. Godspell is opening at the Hoagland. It runs this weekend through the next. You can find out exact times and get tickets at the Hoagland website, which is hcfta.org, acronym for the Hoagland Center for the Arts. So I went to a rehearsal and from it was able to put together an audio postcard. It's all original music from the rehearsal, except for one song you'll hear, which it starts out on, and that's Day by Day by the original Broadway cast of Godspell.
To see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, follow thee more nearly, day by day.
I'm Lee Steiner, and I'm the director of this production of Godspell. This piece was written in 1970. This show is done by 10 people. There are some productions that have added more people to it, but really we call our 10 people a tribe because if you talk to individuals who have ever been in the show Godspell, there is something that really happens among that 10 group of people over the period of time that you work together on it. They're all on stage all the time. And just as Jesus is teaching them to learn to love each other, they learn to love each other as people. So the journey that Jesus is teaching about is the journey that one as a director is always hoping that your cast will have. It's taken from the Gospels, and it is the story of Jesus's teaching about love, and as we call it, about the Good Samaritan going global. That is, what is our obligation to our neighbors? And who are our neighbors? And that is a story for everyone, whether you're a believer or not, whatever faith you may be. It is a story for all of us, and I think everyone will find it that way.
Brick by brick, heart by heart, now, maybe now, we start learning how we can build a beautiful city. Yes, we can.
My name's John Love. I'm going to be playing Jesus in Godspell. The song that you just heard was Beautiful City. And if I could describe the song, it's just kind of, it's Jesus' vision of what he knows the world can be. It's timeless. I grew up listening to this music. My mom was a big fan, so I grew up listening to the soundtrack, the original soundtrack of the 70s. And it's brilliant, and I think that's the beautiful thing about it is now it's just as good today as it was in the 70s. And there's been some modifying to the music. It's more kind of modern sounding rock. It's excellent though, yeah, and it's kind of stayed timeless throughout. So I think a lot of people hear Godspell and they think, oh, it's just, you know, a big religious show and everything, and it is. Its roots are in the book of Matthew. But I think what I would want people to walk away with once they see the show is just feeling accepted for who they are, because that's what we're trying to bring with this production, is just to show love for everybody, whether you're religious, not religious. It's a show for anyone just to feel loved and accepted.
Then think the Lord.
Hi, I'm Jeff Leathers, and the song I was just singing is called All Good Gifts. It comes after a realization moment for my character when I decide that I kind of commit myself to the teachings and the parables that we're learning from Jesus. It's a parable of the seeds. One falls onto the footpath, but I was the seed who fell in the good soil and grew and blossomed. So it's sort of an appreciation for all of the lessons of love that they've been learning through the entire first act. It is a religious show, but it's not what you would think of when you think of a religious show. It's sort of got this just beautiful unifying element to it. This sort of the city of man, the idea of going out and just showing love to your fellow man and trying to be a good person to them is the ultimate sort of message of the show, and I think this is wonderful.
God Godspell opens this weekend at the Hoagland Center for the Arts. It's put on by Over the Moon Productions. It will run Friday through Sunday, 8 p.m. both Friday and Saturday, with a matinee Sunday at 2 p.m. both weekends. And actually, there's a longer version of the audio postcard I did, but I couldn't fit it all into this episode of The Scene. So if you want to check out that, you can go to illinoisedition.org. And then also this weekend at New Salem's Theater in the Park, it's called My Heart's Home, and it's a musical with the works of Edgar Lee Masters. And he, of course, wrote Spoon River Anthology, Central Illinois area. He wasn't born here, but it's fair to say he's pretty much considered a native. And so this production was directed by Phil Funkenbush, who I talked to recently at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library, because they were announcing that they were getting lots more archival information, letters, manuscripts from Edgar Lee Masters. And I'll have more information on that in an interview on Friday. So stay tuned. Meanwhile, here's a little bit of what Phil Funkenbush had to say about My Heart's Home. And your chances to see it are Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. All performances are at 8 p.m. So here is Phil Funkenbush.
I love Spoon River Anthology, and I've staged that production at New Salem twice over the years. In fact, I met his son, Hillary Masters, when he came to see one of the shows. And I read these poems that Masters wrote at the end of his life that people didn't really know. And it was all about Petersburg and Menard County and the farms and the river and the prairie. And they were just beautiful. And I thought, this is very theatrical and it needs music. And so that's when I've worked with Mark Matthewson on several shows. And so he and his great musicians are the centerpiece of the show. They're center stage. And the actors, 20 actors, are all around them. And so we've just taken all these poems and created this, what I call a family reunion.
So that's the musical My Heart's Home, subtitle Edgar Lee Masters Celebrates the Sangamon Country. And that's at the Theater in the Park this weekend.
Well, those enthusiastic children signify that it must be time for Culture Corner. My Culture Corner for this week is a movie I streamed recently. It was a movie I would have gone to see in the theater if it had come anywhere nearby. New movie Wiener Dog by the controversial director Todd Solondz, who did Welcome to the Dollhouse, Happiness, Storytelling, and other movies that have disturbed people who've seen them. I would tend to say that even though this is a star-studded film about a dachshund, it's probably the most disturbing star-studded film about a dachshund that you could see. It had, you know, had some recognizable stars: Danny DeVito, Greta Gerwig, Zosia Mamet from Girls, all had parts in it. Some other prominent actors, but it is a pretty dark vision, basically about the way that people who have pets kind of use them for their own purposes, rather than thinking in terms of what is good for the animal. Even if they consider to love them, they project their needs and desires and concerns onto sort of a blank slate. And while the dog itself is very lovable, the world that it's shown as being part of is often very unforgiving. There's a little bit of the trailer of Todd Solondz's Wiener Dog.
Heel, mother. Heel, heel, mother. Heel, mother.
A dog is not human. It's an animal. Nature doesn't care about them. It's sad but true. We're a dog's only friend.
Hey, Wiener Dog. She looks like you.
Thanks.
I'm going to Ohio tomorrow. Want to come along?
What's in Ohio?
Crystal meth.
Okay.
That was a little bit of the trailer for Wiener Dog, Todd Solondz's new film, which is currently streaming via Amazon.
So for My Culture Corner, we know we recently covered in Springfield the brand new Absurdist People's Theater. Absurdist Theater is not new, though. It's been around for several decades. After Absurdist Theater, after that movement came Theater of the Ridiculous, which took place during late 60s, 70s, and is known for lots of cross-gender casting, drag queens, lots and lots of glitter, provocative as possible. It's interesting stuff, and Unfortunately, the founder of the Ridiculous Theatrical Company in New York, he founded it in 1965, John Vaccaro, passed away earlier this month. So shout out to him, and shout out to that movement if it's not one that you've delved into before. I think it's a very interesting one to look into, so would just suggest that. But I'm just going to play a little bit of some of the audio that BBC captured. This particular bit of conversation is him talking about the Theater of the Ridiculous, and it's around 1970 that he's talking here.
One day after rehearsal, she said, John, it's ridiculous. And I said, yes. And so we named it the Playhouse of the Ridiculous. We started that way, and we had a lot of people were very interested. It was right at the height of the pop art movement, and Andy Warhol was coming into his own. In fact, the two scripts that we did were originally intended for movies by Andy. They were written by Ronnie Tavell. From that, he decided to write a play for the group, and we did The Life of Lady Godiva. The predominant side of the Playhouse of the Ridiculous is comedy. Ridiculous means to ridicule. We ridicule the conventions. We ridicule all the things that that make up all the conventions, all the establishment. And I think it's all tongue-in-cheek, except there is a wicked bite to what we're doing.
So that was John Vaccaro, who founded the Ridiculous Theater Company based in New York. It had a very strong influence on subculture in the 70s in particular. Glam rock and Rocky Horror Picture Show, for instance. So just definitely suggest looking into that if you're someone who enjoys learning theatrical history. So Scott, that brings us to Song of the Week.
A sort of a psych pop band from Chicago called Soft Candy. This is a new song by them. What's the title of it, Rachel?
Bizarre Love Pyramid, spelled all weird, but that's what I can make from
it. Yeah, so kind of a New Order-y reference there. So here it is, a little bit of Soft Candy.